Hi, this is Dan Steele with your Wausau Legislative Report for Monday, February 14th. In week six of the 2022 legislative session, another major milestone will be passed. Tomorrow, Tuesday, February 15th, is the House of Origin cutoff deadline. All House bills need to be out of the House, and all Senate bills need to be out of the Senate by 5 p.m. tomorrow to remain alive. Hundreds of bills will die, joining the many bills that failed to pass out of their original House Policy Committee or Fiscal Committee in the last 2 weeks. Remember, of course, no bill is officially dead until the end of session. This weeding out process continues to narrow legislators' focus on priority bills. On Wednesday, the committee process resumes as they hear and act on bills from the opposite House. Beginning this week, the legislature also shifts into its budget phase. On Wednesday, February 16th, the Economic and Revenue Forecast Council will unveil its first quarter revenue update, which the legislature will use as a basis for the adoption of a 2022 supplemental operating budget. Monthly revenue collections since the November 2021 forecast have been strong and continue to come in above projections, which should further increase projected revenues for the remainder of this biennium and through the 2023-25 biennium. The increased revenue will further inflate the current ending fund balance of almost $7 billion. This, of course, does not include the $1 billion in the reserve plan account created last year, about $600 million in the budget stabilization account, or $1.3 billion in remaining federal recovery funds. Some of these reserves are expected to be gobbled up by the transportation package released last week. The plan utilizes $2 billion of the general fund surplus to pay for the $16.8 billion 16-year budget. We won't go into details of that plan here, but it is concerning that a presumably viable plan is on the table to shift general fund dollars to transportation. Even with significant reserves, every dollar that leaves the general fund is another dollar that we can't access, and competition for the remaining revenues will be fierce. We have heard conflicting reports about the release of the 2022 supplemental operating budget. However, it appears it will be released mid-next week. It is also unclear if we'll see a Senate or House or joint release. This biennium, it's technically the Senate's turn to initiate the budget process. However, that is not a specific requirement. In fact, last year, both houses released their operating budgets on the same day, just a few hours apart. Nevertheless, whenever budgets are released, we'll provide details in WASA's This Week in Olympia as soon as possible. Regarding legislation, our big three priority issues continue to move. House Bill 1664, Staffing Allocation Increases for Physical, Social, and Emotional Support Staff, has passed the House. Senate Bill 5595 is on the Senate floor calendar. It's unclear if the Senate bill will actually move out of the Senate by Tuesday's deadline. However, it's long been expected that House Bill 1664 would be the vehicle for this issue. Additionally, Senate Bill 5595 is a budget-related issue and will survive the cutoff if budget writers believe it's necessary. House Bill 1590, providing enrollment stabilization funding and maintaining levy and local effort assistance capacity, also passed the House. Remember, in its current form, only the levy and LEA provisions remain, as expected. The stabilization funding has now transitioned to a budget discussion. Senate Bill 5563 is on the Senate floor calendar, but it's in the same situation as Senate Bill 5595. It may or may not move out of the Senate by tomorrow, but it will continue to live with the budget. Senate Bill 5563 continues to include the stabilization funding, but only at a 50% level. We are expecting this is probably about as far as the budget writers are willing to move on this issue. However, we'll get a clearer picture when budgets are released. The third issue, people transportation, is alive and moving in both houses. House Bill 1808 and Senate Bill 5581 have both passed their respective houses. It is likely that House Bill 1808 will be the vehicle for this issue, although with both bills passing out of their original House, that plan is a bit cloudy. Regardless, we are seeking a final bill to include the reporting and audit adjustments made in Senate Bill 5581 in order to assist our smaller school districts. Full details of the three big issues, including discussion of amendments, is in last week's Week 5 This Week in Olympia newsletter. Even though the number of bills continues to dwindle, we remain active on a number of issues, including Senate Bill 5155, Prejudgment Interest, to be heard on February 18th in the House Civil Rights and Judiciary Committee. As anticipated, there will be a strong effort to add public agencies, including school districts, back into the bill following the Senate's move to eliminate public agencies. We continue to work with other organizations in and out of K-12 education to make a full court press on this bill. We do need local school district support, however. Another is House Bill 1699, Workforce Shortage Relief. This will allow public retirees to work in a school district for 1,040 hours a year rather than the current 867 hours without impacting pension benefits. The bill was amended and passed the full House. In its current form, it is limited to non-administrative positions except in districts with 2,000 or fewer students. Retirees may return to these smaller school districts as superintendents or principals. A final bill to discuss here is House Bill 1942 regarding paraeducator training. The original version of this bill was very concerning. However, amendments adopted in the House over the weekend will ease some of the concerns. We encourage you to review the new bill and let us know if enough movement has been made that we can support the bill or at least not oppose it. If necessary, we can request additional changes in the Senate. However, we are not holding much hope that we'll be successful in that. Please continue to stay engaged and active in these last 4 weeks of session. Stay up to date with this podcast and WASA's legislative newsletter, This Week in Olympia. Thank you for listening.